News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
If you use WhatsApp, you may have noticed in recent days you were being prompted to register a username. And the theory is that it could replace phone numbers and be another way in which scammers can find out who you are and where you are. Jess Kelly, News Talk's technology correspondent, is with us. Jess, are they trying to get ahead of this? Are they trying to lay a claim to this? Or how's it going to work?
It's an interesting one, Jono, because a lot of people, particularly in this part of the world, use WhatsApp as their main source of communication. I couldn't tell you the last time I sent an SMS message. WhatsApp is very much dominating in that space. And what WhatsApp is trying to do is evolve the product. If you think about it, how do you verify your identity or your accounts when it comes to banking? I did it this morning with my Teams account, a whole host of things. It involves your mobile phone because of multi-factor authentication. And so what WhatsApp is saying is that this method actually makes it more secure, because say if you're in a WhatsApp group in your housing estate and there's 200 or 300 people in there, rather than them seeing, well, this person who's saying that they live at number 42, their number is whatever it is, you will just get the username. So you're not oversharing very personal information that could be used and misused against you unnecessarily. Now, on the face of it, I suppose when I first saw it, I did a bit of a nose scrunch going, ha, because it's more akin to what we're used to on social media. So
every luther is going to find you. That's my concern with this, because if you look up my Instagram, which is easy search, you'll find my very limited, boring pictures, and then you'll know my contact details, so you're going to be able to send me messages directly even if I don't want them.
So what they're saying is that there won't be a public user directory, meaning you'll need to know the exact username of the person contacting you. So that means that if we meet somewhere, I can say to you, like, my social tag is at JessKellyNT. You can then look for that exact thing. But if you just put in Jess Kelly, you're not going to be met with 150,000 other Jess Kellys, and you click through until you get me. The big concern here from a scamming point of view is that there's a fear factor that there's someone who will get a pay-as-you-go SIM, set up a WhatsApp account, and have it as Revolut 1234 or Bank of Ireland 1234 and purport to be a legitimate service, taking a username of a legitimate service, and therefore could potentially engage in spam and phishing and all that sort of stuff. It'll be very interesting to see how they tackle that. I imagine it'll go down the route of what we've seen on social media, which is verified accounts and protected accounts and so on. But what I would say to people is, like, this isn't something you need to rush to do right now. But if you go into the settings of your WhatsApp, you will see that you can reserve a username. There's no harm in doing that now. Just say if you're getting Jess Kelly 1,564, you can do that now. It's completely free. This is also something that you can opt into. So it's not on by default, which is a good thing from a data protection point of view. But it is a feature that will come down the track. And if it's someone like you, you know the way you're a big mover and shaker and you're a bit of a schmoozer and all the rest, rather than having to call out your number 50,000,000 times a day, you can just give your new sort of handle on WhatsApp, and that'll keep your information private.
You'll be very proud of me.
I doubt it, but go on.
I have bagged myself an unbelievably good username. Good. Unbelievably good.
Is it just Jonathan Ealy? Now everyone in the country knows. I actually give up. I'm done. Goodbye.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.